Expectation is the mother of all frustration. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we hear from Brendan Burchard on how to deal with frustration and anger when dealing with others. Enjoy.
How do you deal with frustrating people? You know, people who just drive you mad at work because you think that they're so stupid, or people who are in your family who keep challenging you and they know how to press all the buttons on you and get you to freak out all the time. Or you're just going through your day and you're supposed to do something and you run into somebody in line who's rude to you. How do you deal with people who really draw your ire, who really just frustrate you? Well, you know, I guess first, before we get in the judgment, before we get in the 5 steps about how to deal with those folks, you should ask is, are you that person? Because if you are, then all of this is going to be really funny, I think. It will be very helpful for you to analyze who you are, how you treat people, what are your interactions like with others. But I'm guessing you're probably not the frustrating person. Right? I don't know. But let's assume that you are not the jerk. You are not the frustrating person. You've got your angel wings on. You're completely perfect because you would never frustrate anybody. I mean, you would never do anything wrong, right? I mean, you have no dark side. You are absolutely pristine and perfect. So let's just assume that you're not the frustrating one. What can you do to deal with frustrating people? I would say the first thing is to keep your perspective as being a champion of humanity. What do I mean by that? You know, what happens oftentimes when we're frustrated with other people is we've lost our connection with humanity in some way or another. We're in a big hurry, and we've forgotten that people have stories and realities that we do not know about. You don't know what is going on in somebody's day when they just pissed you off, right? They just did something, and you think, oh, well, you know, they're like this or they're going like this. You don't know. Maybe you had a coworker who was supposed to deliver something in the morning and they didn't deliver. Now you're fired up and you're frustrated about them. But you didn't know that, oh, their child woke up in the morning and was throwing up all morning and they haven't slept in the last 9 hours. Sometimes you don't know that somebody had a death in the family. Sometimes you don't know somebody on their way to work got some terrible news. Sometimes you don't know the real challenge and frustrations people are dealing with at their home. At their in their regular life with their family. You don't know. You don't know if this person who you're so angry with, you'd feel like, God, I just wish I could punch them in the face. I'm so mad at them. You don't know that they're a victim of domestic violence at home. See, we make all these assumptions about people. Well, they're just so stupid, or there's something wrong with them. And we never know their real story. And as soon as you lose your patience with people, you lose your connection with humanity. You lose that understanding that, you know what, stuff happens in people's lives. And maybe right now they've had a lot of chaos and your life is going along smooth, or maybe you're having a lot of chaos and all of a sudden your chaos and your smoothness or whatever, it interacts. And it feels like it's gonna explode in this great amount of frustration. And you forget, well, gosh, people have things going on. As busy, as stress-filled as you are, other people have that too. As freaked out, as a heavy plate of responsibilities as you have, other people have that too. And if you don't believe that, then you've gotten to a place where you've allowed your intellect to grow your ego to such a level that you can't connect with humanity anymore. And I know that sounds flippant to say, but what happens for so many people is they do, they're especially folks who are quote unquote intellectuals, right? People who feel like they're very evolved, enlightened, supremely conscious. What ends up happening for them is sometimes they have lost that real connection with humanity because they think they're so special versus other people. And here's ultimately the challenge with folks who do have an ego like that, or who do feel so much more supremely special than other people, that other people, they just don't understand how much they're frustrating me. They become very caged in their life. It's like watching an animal that is caged, that gets resigned because it's been wild and free at some point, and now it's resigned in the back of the cage, curled up, angry and frustrated, pointing at people. They don't understand me. They don't understand me. They don't understand me. And the folks who often say, other people don't understand me, are the same people who rarely ever raise their hand and ask for help. They're the folks who easily get frustrated, annoyed, or resign from other people. And now, when they need help, or when they want to progress their life, because they've drawn away from people who they believe to be stupid, because they've drawn away from others who they believe other people can't understand them, because they believe other people can't understand them, they don't ask for help. They don't collaborate. They don't socialize. They don't create the very influence, relationships, and networks that is necessary for them to grow to the next level in their life and in their business. So you have to think about that for a moment. Have you got so disconnected from other people that you're often frustrated with them because you forgot that you don't understand their story? You don't know what they're going through. Just like you're frustrated and you're saying, well, they don't know what I'm going through. Everybody else feels that way. Once you understand that really the reality of humanity is it's a bunch of human beings walking around with a sign at the top of their head that says, please understand me. Please be patient with me. Please help. Then you stop getting so frustrated with people and you realize that we're all struggling. We're all doing the best that we can. We all have big dreams and goals and desires, and being connected to humanity is learning to be patient with people again.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.